The New York State Public High School Athletic Association Boys Basketball Championships will return to the Glens Falls Civic Center starting Friday afternoon and running through Sunday. The Civic Center has been home to the state tourney ever since its rebirth 3 decades ago. Jeremy Helsing, general manager of the venue, said this year thousands are expected to attend.
We're expecting anywhere between 15 to 20,000 people to come through the doors this weekend. There's actually three Section 2 teams that are participating this year, so you know, we're hoping for big crowds again.
The event is at the center of one of the largest destination weekends for Glens Falls and is an important weekend for local businesses and hotels. Glens Falls Mayor Jack Diamond is also anticipating the tournament.
You know, the community just comes out for this particular weekend. This is our March Madness. You know, the NCAA tournament has their tournament, but this Glens Falls has, this is what we call our March Madness. And
Diamond has made it a top priority of his to return another sport, American League hockey, to the Civic Center. Currently, the Adirondack Phantoms, a temporary resident that relocated from Philadelphia 5 years ago, are set to play their final home game at the Civic Center in April before relocating to Allentown, Pennsylvania. Without the guarantee of another hockey team to return for next season, Helsing said the Civic Center is tasked with finding new events to take the home game slots.
As of right now, there'd be essentially 38 more available dates to book shows. So just like we do any other year, I mean, we're actively looking to try to fill as many dates as possible. So without a hockey team, yeah, I mean, that becomes obviously more of an emphasis. So we'll look to try to bring in more concerts, family shows, any other type of events to the Glens Falls Civic Center.
The Civic Center has been the host of the Federation basketball tournament, usually held the week after the state tourney, until 2011, when it was moved to the Times Union Center in Albany. As outlined in his State of the City address earlier this year, Mayor Diamond also said he is continuing to develop a strategy to get other local governments to financially support the Civic Center, possibly by setting up a regional Civic Center authority.
When they constructed the building back in 79, and the way they talked about setting up, they actually set up an authority, but they never executed it in that manner. But, you know, if you look at the other buildings similar to ours, they're all run on a larger mass of people, such as an authority.
On its current bid, the Glens Falls Civic Center will host the championship for the next 3 years. Also this weekend, the New York State Public High School Athletic Association Girls Basketball Championships will be held at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.